This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news.
All right, guys, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. I hope everyone's out there doing good. I'm having some technical difficulties. Brad, do I have you? Oh, good, good. I have no feet. Are we on? Awesome, awesome. All right, we are good to go. Thank you guys all for tuning in. I got some good news today, and I got some bad news today. All right, so NFL, how you guys liking football so far? I'm not liking it at all. Not liking it at all. This whole preseason thing, not working for me. Not working for me. But get this. There's a lot of you guys into yoga. A lot of you guys and gals into yoga, right? Well, I just saw a picture of Zeke, right? Ezekiel Elliott from the Dallas Cowboys doing yoga. Apparently, the NFL uses yoga to prepare. We'll talk about the health benefits of yoga and why we all might want to do it. Not because we want to look yoga-y, but because we may want to look like an NFL player. Colombians have been urged to stop having sex. Why? Because it's too hot. We'll talk about why a country is suggesting that the residents do not have sex. There's a family of a girl who has declared to be tumor-free after being kissed by the Pope. They're donating 50 G's to the Philadelphia Hospital to help take care of her. I think this is an amazing story where you get kissed by the Pope and your cancer goes away. I would love to kiss the Pope. I would, no. I mean, like, get a kiss from the Pope. We're not talking anything. This is the Pope. Come on, people. This is the Pope. There's a bunch of nurses in Arizona who are pregnant at the same time. Did you guys see this? They called a baby boom. And at an Arizona hospital, Banner Desert Medical Center in Mesa, there are, I believe, 16 pregnant nurses at once. We'll talk about that. We'll also talk about how e-cigs may raise your risk of mouth cancer. All right, we've been talking about how e-cigs are bad, and we talk about how e-cigs are bad. And then another study comes out saying e-cigs are bad. Well, they are. Sorry, guys. I'm not a big fan of them. Again, short term to get off smoking, I'll buy it. But for long term, now they're saying that e-cigs could raise the risk of mouth cancer. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about, looks like there's a new hurricane warning. We'll tell you where, when, what's happening there. And then apparently there's an airline passenger who has been convicted of sexually abusing a woman while his wife sat next to him. We'll talk about what's happening on these airplanes and why, you know, this is something that I think has been going on a lot, but I think it's going on a little bit more frequently. And I personally do not like to fly alone and then fall asleep. I like to try and stay awake for the whole 5, 6, 7 hour flight. And why? Because I don't want anybody messing with me. Apparently this stuff does happen. And you could be sitting next to a couple and think you're safe and you're not. And then we got some latest news on Ebola. So as you can see, we got a very, very busy day today on the Dr. Dahlia Show. But we're never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so let's start with Ebola here. All right, the Ebola crisis has worsened within a week of the World Health Organization saying that the latest outbreak was done. We had a resurgence of Ebola in another part of the country. And at least 10 healthcare workers now have been infected with the deadly Ebola virus while they're trying to battle an outbreak in the eastern province of Congo. That's what officials are saying. And concerns are mounting that the number of cases is growing faster than public health officials can respond. So the Congolese Health Ministry said Friday that at least 90 people have been infected in several regions of North Kivu province and neighboring Ituri province. 49 people have died, including one of the 10 healthcare workers who have been infected. Now, the Health Ministry and the World Health Organization expect that more cases are going to emerge in the coming weeks. As you guys know, the Ebola virus carries an incubation period of up to 21 days, meaning you could have it, and it may not show any symptoms. You may contract it, and you may not have any symptoms for 3 weeks. Or up to 3 weeks later. So usually what the World Health Organization likes to do, or many health agencies, is they like to wait 2 incubation periods. So what they like to do is they like to wait like 42 days. And if nothing has shown up and you're testing negative in the blood, we say you're good. Tariq Jasarevic, a spokesman for the World Health Organization in Geneva, told The Hill that health officials have identified more than 1,500 people who have become into contact with people or a confirmed Ebola patient. I apologize, we're having some typos on this. So, what happens now? Well, all right, Ebola has been smoldering around since the 70s. I mean, there were little outbreaks. I think there was like an outbreak that hit 200 people in 76, and then another one, another 200 people got, another 200 people were affected. And then little smolderings happened until 2014, the outbreak killed 11,300 people. So we are very, very nervous. And since that 11,300 person epidemic, that actually wasn't an epidemic of them, those were the people that died, we had thousands more affected, we've had little baby outbreaks, you know, sneak up. And I believe the World Health Organization and the local health departments have done a phenomenal job limiting and stopping the outbreak in its tracks. The problem is there's a climate now that is allowing, looks like, some multiple outbreaks to rear its ugly head. And so if there is a perfect storm coming, we need to be aware of that. And so when it comes to Ebola, we talked about, you know, hemorrhagic fever. We've talked about the symptoms that come into play. High fever, you feel like you have the flu. You can have nausea, diarrhea, horrible rash. You can have easy bleeding. We call it a hemorrhagic fever. And these Ebola patients, they look really sick. But the one thing that we are trying to wrap our heads around is, do we have people that get infected that shed the virus even though they're not sick? And are we possibly picking up Ebola from non-symptomatic or asymptomatic individuals? If that's the case, we need to be a little bit more aggressive about screening. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE. The basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back. or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 233 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
We are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny and Brad for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So it is National Radio Day. And everything in my studio is just falling all over the place. Looks like, you know, my radio equipment cycle. If it's a National Radio Day, it's my birthday, and we should be getting new stuff. No. My radio equipment has to just wait a little bit longer, right, till it's more fiscally practical. But it is National Radio Day, and I love the fact that everybody is celebrating Radio Day. Yeah, there's actually a website called nationalradioday.com. It's a time for communities across the country to celebrate radio. The goal is to strengthen the radio ecosystem, highlighting all kinds of radio, but especially stations that focus on local service. We want to ensure that amazing non-commercial stations are included in the national conversation. Oh, yeah, radio, man, radio has been around. Like, before, almost any other, well, no, written medium came first. But as far as I'm concerned, you know, radio is the forefather. So here's the thing, okay? You guys, just to get a little mushy, okay? If you didn't listen, I wouldn't have a voice. And the fact that you guys listen, and the fact that you guys, you know, show your support as much as you do, and you support our sponsors, and you support GCN, and you, you know, show your love on Facebook and Twitter, that's what, you know, allows us to have a voice. And as you know, different media out there can manipulate the voice. And radio, luckily, doesn't have as much of that outside force as written media does or television does. You know, I am very grateful for Genesis Communications Network because they give me a radio, you know, and as long as I don't curse, I'm good. I don't curse. Oh, come on. When was the last time? When was the last time I cursed? Okay, I didn't. I'm a good girl, you know? But I don't have anybody saying, say this, say that, or can you change your wording on this, or can you, no. Now, here's a little bit of history. There was an 1864 presentation that was published in 1865, where James Clerk Maxwell proposed his theories and mathematical proofs on electromagnetism that showed that light, magnetism, that showed that light and other phenomena were all types of electromagnetic waves propagating through free space. Then by 1886 to 1888, Heinrich Rudolf Hertz, yeah, right, like millihertz or megahertz or Hertz rent-a-car, hurts so good, don't tell me because it hurts, that one, Hertz. Anyway, Heinrich Rudolf Hertz conducted a series of experiments that proved the existence of Maxwell's electromagnetic waves using a frequency in what would later be called the radio spectrum. This is by Wikipedia. I'm giving you guys, this is really, really cool, how radio started. So many individuals, inventors, engineers, developers, and businessmen constructed systems based on their own understanding of these and other phenomena, some predating Maxwell and Hertz's discoveries. Thus, wireless telegraphy and radio wave-based systems could be attributed to multiple inventors. That's why we don't have, like, you know, an Alexander Graham Bell of radio, okay? Now, in 1878, David Hughes noticed that sparks could be heard in a telephone receiver when experimenting with his carbon microphone. He developed this carbon-based detector further, and he eventually could detect signals over a few hundred yards. So he brought this to the Royal Society in 1880, but was told it was merely, you know, I guess it really didn't excite anybody. So then Thomas Edison came across the electromagnetic phenomenon while experimenting with a telegraph at Menlo Park. He noted an unexplained transmission effect while experimenting with a telegraph. He referred to this as etheric force. So then he published it, and then people were like, okay, well, all right, well, Thomas Edison kind of knows his stuff. So Hertzian waves, this is really, really cool. That came about between the late 1880s, where Heinrich published the results of his experiments, and he was able to transmit electromagnetic waves, radio waves, through the air. And that was proving Maxwell's theory. Remember, Maxwell had these theories and mathematical proofs on electromagnetism. So he now proved Maxwell's theory. So Maxwell, you know, was probably like, you know, because this is 20 years later, he's probably like, where's my money? Anyway, so early on, after their discovery, radio waves were actually referred to as Hertzian waves. Then you had other people get involved, and after a while, we start to develop certain systems. Tesla got involved, Nikola Tesla. He started developing a system as a means of wireless lighting and power distribution, and he concluded that Hertz had not demonstrated airborne electromagnetic waves radio transmission, but he went on to develop a system based on what he thought was the primary conductor, the Earth. So Tesla's like, okay, you know what? I'm on this. And then later they make these cars, and then you have Elon Musk taking Ambien. It's a real fascinating history. They really need to make a movie on this. All right. So Hertz later dies, and I don't think he makes a lot of money, but they do name a rental car place after him. And then I guess the British were involved. Oh, and then the Italians got involved. Oh, yeah. I really do like the Italians a lot. I just think anytime Italians put a spin on something, it works. You know, like dinner. If you make the dinner an Italian dinner, it's good. If you have wine and you call it Italian wine, it's yummy. If you have a song and you throw in La Mio, Sol Mio, and you throw some Italian into it, sexy. If you take a man, right, and tell him to dress up in an Italian suit, it works. So I am very, very happy with the Italians. I just think they know what they're doing. So in 1894, a young Italian inventor named Guglielmo Marconi began working on the idea of building a commercial wireless telegraphy system based on the use of Hertzian waves. Now, I know some of you are like, well, that's not very sexy, Dr. Dahlia. Look, not all Italians have to be sexy. All right? And listen. Okay, whoa. Let's stop you guys right there. Science is sexy. I am sick and tired of people saying scientists are dorks or nerds. All right? How many of you guys have ever looked at a surgeon and thought he was, well, surgeons are scientists. See? Okay, now I get a physicist. Very difficult to find a sexy physicist out there. But see, this is what I think is very, very sexy. I think it's sexy when a physicist or a scientist creates something that matters for centuries to come. I don't know what Darwin looked like. I kind of know what Einstein looked like, but I just think that is really, really cool because, you know, we women especially, we like longevity. We want to know that our babies are going to have a legacy. So a lot of women don't talk about this, but we secretly seek out scientists. Plus, they have a good job. Scientists rarely get into fights. I know I told you guys about a couple fights that some scientists got into. Like, I mean, who knows if Marconi and Hertz went at it? I don't know. I doubt it. But they're not going to be macho. They're not going to do some stupid stuff. And they're going to be able to protect their genes. They're smart. Smart is sexy. And everybody thinks, you know, we all are into the jocks or we're into the, you know, meatheads or whatever. Yes, maybe on the outset, but who do we look for a mate? We look for somebody who could figure out fire, who could figure out air conditioning, who could figure out how to feed our kids. And it's all science. All right, now somebody's calling. I know it's National Radio Day. It's National Radio Day, so everybody's calling. Did you guys know this was a holiday? All right, so why don't we end this by saying, oh my gosh, there's like a lot of people that got involved. There's like a Marconi Award. Did you guys know this? There's a Marconi Award. Yeah. Well, because Marconi kind of is known as the father of radio. So I'll teach you guys more about this when it's not Radio Day, because apparently the celebrations are, you know, going. But I taught you guys something. Live with it. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. When we come back, I want to talk about the health benefits of yoga. Yoga is very underutilized and underestimated. And I believe we need to possibly incorporate yoga a little bit more. In fact, even the NFL is incorporating yoga. As you see Ezekiel Elliott, right, with a yoga instructor doing his stretches. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The global Catholic community is now reading a letter from Pope Francis that he's released on this Monday morning in response to last week's report of more than 300 priests sexually abusing at least 1,000 child victims in the state of Pennsylvania over the years. In the letter, the Pope acknowledges what he calls the abuse of power and abuse of conscience perpetrated by a significant number of clerics. And the letter reads, looking back to the past, no effort to beg pardon and to seek to repair the harm done will ever be sufficient. President Trump's National Security Advisor John Bolton says Russia's not the only one looking to meddle in the U.S. midterm elections. Iran, China, and North Korea are also.
Looking at the 2018 election, those are the four countries that we're most concerned about.
He spoke on ABC's This Week, and this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Just got a little new microphone cover for my little Mikey here. Mikey is my new microphone. It's National Radio Day, so we're celebrating. All right, so let's talk yoga. How many of you guys do yoga? I've done yoga before. I like it. I actually really, really like it. I'm intimidated by it, extremely intimidated by it, because somebody always farts, and I don't want to fart in the middle of a whole bunch of people. But it really is a very healthy, goal-producing sort of activity and exercise and just culture that I think a lot of us don't understand. And the health benefits are overwhelming. And when I see an unappreciated science such as yoga or art such as yoga, I get frustrated because I think a lot of people can do it. And again, I think there's, you know, bad stereotypes, you know, like the farting. That stereotype should not be. And who cares? If someone farts in the middle of yoga class, who cares? People fart. But it does turn people off to something that could really be a phenomenal activity. Okay, and maybe if you are farting in the middle of yoga, maybe it's because you need to do more yoga. Did you ever think about that? So, making news and making headlines is NFL players are benefiting from yoga. They say New York Giants offensive lineman Chad Wheeler will take his 6'7", 317-pound frame, and he will stretch and fold, placing his palms flat on the ground, knees straight, not fully locked, right? But he's flexible. NFL players are taking to yoga. Wheeler says it's funny doing it as a team because a lot of guys haven't done it. It makes me feel proud in a way, like guys that are way more athletic than me, I can bend better than them in certain positions. Now, people think yoga is supposed to be skinny women. No, guys do yoga. More and more men do yoga. And you have football players that are large athletes, according to Fox News, with sculpted muscles, right? Because they lift, they condition. And so some people think, well, you know what? They just need to be built like a brick poop house. They don't have to be, you know, built. You know, they're built like a wall. They don't have to move and be flexible. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. How many of you have seen Ezekiel Elliott roll over people, leap over people, just be able to turn when it comes to whether it's football or soccer or any sort of contact sport or any sort of sport? So contortions from an ancient discipline such as yoga can be very relevant today. Balance also. What good are you, right, grabbing the, you know, receiving the football, running, trying to make a play, and then falling? You need balance. So, we see here the Giants, Jacksonville Jaguars, New Orleans Saints, Chicago Bears, they offer to players on recovery days. The Dallas Cowboys, Cleveland Browns, and Chargers make it team activity. Now, Denver Broncos linebacker Brandon Marshall, Buffalo Bills place kicker Steven Hauschka, and New York Jets quarterback Sam Darnold do yoga on their own, even if it's not a team sport. They say yoga helps with flexibility and what we call joint integrity, discipline, focus, and balance, according to Chargers Director of Football Medical Services James Collins. He's been an athletic trainer for 31 years. All right. So, what can yoga do for you?
Well, first, the one thing I've heard of is it drops your blood pressure. Absolutely. All right? Well, there has been study after study talking about how it'll increase your blood flow, and with good blood perfusion, you can also have lower blood pressure. They say after 3 months, one study found a 26-point drop in systolic blood pressure and a 15-point drop in diastolic blood pressure. Well, you're learning how to relax, you're learning how to be flexible, you're exercising, you're increasing blood flow. Some people say, nah, if I'm going to spend time doing activity, I need to up my heart rate, I need to do cardio. Actually, it does up your heart rate. When you do yoga, you are exercising, you are conditioning. Standing on one foot, doing certain stretches, that will increase your heart rate. And then, temporarily during your activity, and then you end up lowering your resting heart rate, which is healthy. A lower resting heart rate in a healthy individual is better than a higher one. It does improve flexibility. It does build muscle strength. So those people with back pain and arthritis that can't work out and lift weights, then do yoga. Perfecting your posture. You know, they say your head is like a bowling ball. It's big, round, heavy. When it's balanced directly over an erect spine, it takes much less work for your neck and back muscles to support it. They say move it several inches forward, and then you start to strain those muscles. If you hold up that forward-leaning bowling ball for 8 or 12 hours a day, you get tired. Plus, you get back pain, you get curves, etc. They find yoga also helps prevent cartilage and joint breakdown. You know, a big issue we do is we work out wrong. We run heavy. We squat, we mess with our joints by doing a variety of things like sit-ups, you know, and that can affect our discs and the joints in our back. And so apparently, since yoga is a type of exercise that isn't very traumatizing on the joints, you end up preventing a lot of degenerative arthritis. Very cool. And they say it protects the spine. Your discs are the shock absorbers between the vertebrae. These can herniate and compress the nerves. So you need to, certain stretches and certain movements will allow the discs to fall back into place. We've talked a lot about that when we were talking about chiropractic with traction, where sometimes a certain stretch that you have, like, you know, a traction table, let's say if you're upside down, that allows gravity to help pull apart some of the spinous processes or the vertebrae, such that the discs don't have to feel like they're being pushed out. It improves your bone health. Postures in yoga that make you lift your own weight helps build bones. We talked about it, yoga. Yoga will help regulate your adrenal glands. So your adrenal glands secrete cortisol, and they do that in response to an acute crisis. They do that to help boost your immune function. But if your cortisol levels stay high after the crisis, then that could affect your immune system. This is according to yogajournal.com. And if you have excess cortisol, you could gain weight. You could start having thin bones. You could have depression, high blood pressure, insulin resistance, start getting diabetes. And so when you do yoga, they have found that it may lower your cortisol level by teaching you not to always be in the stress state. Some people say they get happier. There's been studies saying that it increases serotonin and it decreases monoamine oxidase, which is an enzyme that breaks down neurotransmitters. So for some people that do yoga and they say, I feel good afterwards, great. Plus, people who do yoga, you know, they may eat healthier. They may just kind of be more, you know, into, all right, well, I'm going to, you know, take better care of my body. You learn to appreciate your body. Then that's going to help you lower blood sugar. You also really learn to focus. You know, you're not sitting there distracted with cell phones and Netflix, etc. You are becoming one with your body. You are listening to your muscles. You're listening to your breathing. You know, you can even do meditation as well. And it does. It helps you focus. You relax. Improving your balance is huge. They say it also helps your nervous system. They say it releases tension. You also can get a better deep sleep. We talked about immune system, allowing your lungs to breathe. They believe yoga can also help prevent irritable bowel syndrome and other digestive issues. They talk about possibly lowering colon cancer, but I want to see more studies on that. And then your self-esteem, your inner strength. You know, it's really, really cool. So I'm a fan. You can even use it for your sinuses. As long as you eat your fiber and you poop before you go, I don't think you guys are going to have the accidental fart in yoga class, okay? There, 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLY, don't go away.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Speaks
speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando Español today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So there was a man accused of undressing and fondling a Spirit Airlines passenger while she was asleep, and now he could spend the rest of his life behind bars. Prabhu Ramamurthy, 35 years old, was convicted of sexual abuse on board an aircraft for, and this is not something I could say on air, but actually, and this is being reported by WCVB, entering the patient with fingers, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Eastern District of Michigan. His sentencing date is set for December 12th, and he could face up to life in prison. After finishing his sentence, he is in the United States on a work visa. He will be deported to his home country. The criminal complaint against Mr. Rumworthy did not specify his home country. He has not obviously responded to request for comment, and this happened on an overnight flight from Las Vegas to Detroit. The 22-year-old woman said she fell asleep leaning against a window. According to the criminal complaint, she woke up to his hand being inside her pants and noticed that her shirt was unbuttoned as well as her pants. And the passenger stopped when she woke up, and she immediately told a flight attendant what happened. Now, Rumworthy, who was reportedly fine with his wife, was taken into custody when the flight landed. He said in a written statement that he was in a deep sleep. He also said the woman fell asleep on his knees, and he is not sure where he kept the hand on her. Although, he said, my knowledge, I didn't, you know, do anything to her, basically. So, apparently, there was a lot of fondling that unfortunately happened. And this isn't the first time we hear of people being assaulted on an airplane. Now, whenever there is opportunity, okay, I wanted to end the sentence with opportunity, and I didn't know what I wanted to start the first sentence with, but we've changed the way we fly. We don't really have a lot of room in between each, you know, each seat. Many times you're really touching the person next to you the whole time. It could be a complete stranger. And, you know, even though we as humans adapt, going, all right, so we're going to be like cattle in a plane, I got it. You know, we're having less leg room. You know, coach seats are going up. Fine, we'll adapt. Bad guys and bad girls, bad people, they adapt too. And they see that there are opportunities. And so when you are trying to sleep, now, she's having a window seat that does allow her to kind of lean against the window. So, but, you know, somebody in a middle seat is stuck. Just plain stuck. And so, you know, people find, I guess, opportunity. I can't tell you how many people claim that they were touched on a subway. You know, everybody kind of standing next to each other. They're, you know, and you would be an absolute idiot to try to do something on a subway. But people say, oh, it's by accident. Oh, it's by accident. I can't tell you how many times it happens. It's happened to me. It's happened to so many of us. Where somebody touches you, oh, it was an accident. Okay, maybe it was an accident, but really... So, you know, what do you do? You know, how do you protect yourself when you have to be, you know, scrunched up against another person on a long flight? And Vegas to Detroit, that's probably at least 4 hours. Especially including tarmac. So, FBI apparently said they are investigating mid-air sex assaults. They're difficult to track, but they have increased by 66% during the last year. Now, there's a federal jury who deliberated for less than 4 hours before reaching a guilty verdict on this gentleman. Afterward, U.S. Attorney Matthew Schneider praised the victim for speaking out about the abuse. Everyone has a right to be secure and safe when they travel on planes. We will not tolerate the behavior of anyone who takes advantage of victims who are in a vulnerable position, and we are glad the jury agreed. We appreciate the victim in this case for her courage to speak out. Now, on the flip side, like I said, when there's opportunity, unfortunately, bad people may take advantage. I think there's too many assaults going on from what we're hearing in the media that happened on the plane. But is there now opportunity for people to make false accusations? Let's say you don't like somebody at work. And you guys have to go on a work trip. Can somebody do you in by saying, yep, I was on a plane? Where's the proof? Either way, this is just a bad situation. Personally, I think there should be some sort of opportunity for you to have some sort of space in between each other. Maybe certain seats have certain, curtains between them. Or, you know, you really don't have a lot of privacy when you sleep. You don't. You know, you could snore. I don't want to be next to somebody who's snoring and drooling or have bad breath. You know, I think we maybe are spoiled in one sense, but maybe in light of the way things are in this day and age, we need to alter some things a little bit. I mean, maybe we need to have, you know, we need to separate women and men. I know that's a very, very controversial suggestion, but it keeps coming up when we talk about assault in the workplace or false accusations, you know, or, you know, I personally love sitting next to my husband, and I love sitting next to the kids, and I want to. But, you know, when you go to an Orthodox Jewish temple, the women are separated from the men. Now, I get in trouble because, you know, I try to talk to my guy friends, you know, so I open up the screen, and then we're talking. You're like, hey, how's it going? Yeah, what's going on? And I'm like, shh. I'm like, okay. You know, Orthodox Jewish temple, the women are separated. I was in Israel, and the women were up in the balcony, and the men were on the floor of the temple. So, I mean, there was no chance anybody could flirt or think about sex or, you know, or get, you know, the evil eye from the mother-in-law. You know, you're there to pray. And we allow it. I think that happens in mosques also. I think the men are separated from the women. And a lot of us may think that's old school and archaic, you know, but being devil's advocate, you know, does it work? Does separating men and women work? Do we have assault happening during prayer time in temples or mosques, or if in certain churches, if the men's club is doing the men thing and the women's are in the women's club? Do we? Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying, you know, we need to change flights and trains and all that to women's sections and men's sections, etc. But if this continues to be an issue, now I'm not saying a woman can't assault another woman or a man can't assault another man. I mean, it can happen also. But if this continues to be an issue, or people will claim they were touched when they weren't, and somebody's like, look, I don't want to sit next to her, sit me next to a guy so I don't get accused, I'm wondering if there is going to be some sort of a movement or some sort of a recommendation for separation of women and men. And then, of course, they would have to figure out, you know, if a transgender, you know, sits with the women or sits with the men, depending on how they identify. But, you know, people can't control themselves. We're animals. We're still animals. I mean, we still have to have women's rooms and men's rooms. We're starting to have unisex rooms. And we're starting to, you know, we're making progress. We're making amazing progress, right, in terms of acceptance and not labeling somebody a male or a female if they don't want to. But when we go back to the animalistic instincts and we see people fondling or taking advantage or whatever, then there may be this push to, you know, separate. And I don't know. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLY, don't go away.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.